News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in this morning to Fond du Lac Today. It is a Health and Well-Being Wednesday. Each Wednesday, we take some time to focus on health and well-being, all different aspects of it, both locally and on a statewide scale and on a national scale. Today, we are going to speak as part of our series of interviews with CSI of Fond du Lac County. We are speaking with Becky Hoffman. She is the program coordinator of the Fond du Lac County Birth to Three program. She is also the chair of one of CSI's elements, CSI's Element 5, which is known as Sprout. So we're going to learn about the Birth to Three program, also a little bit about Sprout, and we're going to learn about a social-emotional grant that the Birth to Three program is currently in the process of implementing. So we're going to welcome Becky in on the phone lines to talk with us about all of that and more here this morning. Becky, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking some time to chat with us. This grant sounds like a very interesting grant. It sounds like it's going to be some collaboration between Birth to Three and the Department of Social Services, which we'll talk about here in just a bit. But to start, for folks who aren't familiar with the Birth to Three program, can you talk a little bit about the basics of it and what it does for our community here in Fond du Lac County?
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. So the Birth to Three program is a county program under the Department of Community Programs. We are a special education program at the core. We serve children under the age of three, which is a little bit different than traditionally what people think of as special education in school districts. So we see those kids under three who have concerns for development. We screen, evaluate, and provide early intervention services to those children.
And with Birth to Three, explain kind of the concept there, because as you said, people think of special education as being kind of on the older scale, but why is it important to help in that age range of Birth to Three and parents and kids in that group and families that have children in that group here in the county?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're an early intervention program, which I think says it all. You know, we try to get involved as soon as possible when concerns for development arise so that we can head off problems potentially in the future or at least be that first point of contact for some of those families who have children who are experiencing some delays in development.
So how does a family become eligible or enrolled in the Birth to Three program? Is that a simple process for them to do if it's needed? Is there like a test or a determination thing that puts them into this program?
Yeah, great question. So anyone can be referred to our program. We tend to get the most referrals from our physicians because they're doing the most or have the most contact with children and doing a lot of developmental screening. So that's where the bulk of our referrals come from. However, anyone can call us and make a referral. And then we go through a process of screening and evaluating children to determine eligibility for the program. So eligibility includes children with diagnosed conditions that are determined to be likely to lead to delay. Second is children who have a significant delay in development. So we do testing to measure that. And then any development that falls within the spectrum of an atypical kind of issue determined by our team.
Before we get into this social-emotional grant that the Birth to Three program is currently in the process of implementing, I want to talk a little bit about Sprout, which you are the chair of. Explain what Sprout is as part of CSI, and how does that tie in to the Birth to Three program that you are the program coordinator of?
Sure. So Sprout is Element 5 of CSI. We are the element that is responsible for the youngest children, so children under the age of six. So Sprout is an acronym, and I always have to think it through before I say it out loud, but supporting positive relationships so our children under six can thrive. And it's really about the social-emotional well-being of very young children and looking at supporting their caregivers, so parents, teachers, towards people in the community that are working with young children and helping them to understand the importance of social-emotional development in the earliest years. And obviously that has direct implications in our Birth with Three program is something that we work on and support within the services we provide, so it was a natural fit to partner with Sprout. Our program has been instrumental since the beginning of the Sprout partnership and have been involved for many years doing that.
We're talking with Becky Hoffman on KFIZ. She is the program coordinator of the Fond du Lac County Birth to Three program, also the chair of CSI's Element 5, which is Sprout. Becky, let's transition to talk about the social emotional grant that the Birth to Three program is currently in the process of implementing. Tell us kind of the basics of the history behind this grant that you're putting into place, you're working into place, and give us some of the basic details of what it means for Birth to Three going forward.
Yeah, so it was an innovation grant that was provided to county programs and county partnerships. There was a pretty rigorous application process for this grant through the Birth to Three program. We were awarded the grant last year and began implementing last year. However, with all of the COVID restrictions, many of the things that we had intended to do were delayed or at least transitioned into more virtual kinds of training opportunities. So we're hoping in this year to get to the phase of really beginning to do the work that we were intending to do. So the main premise of our partnership is for collaboration between our Birth to Three program and our Department of Social Services to really support those children that we share. So many of the children, I shouldn't say many, some of the children that we see also have social work involvement. And so we want to be sure that, you know, those players that are involved in the children's services and the services to families are working together. So we are doing some joint trainings, and the end result will be some parent interaction training groups where we have a chance to really teach parents who are at high risk, you know, some of these really great interaction skills that they need to connect with their children. The groups are called PIWI, mm-hmm. Parents Interacting with Infants, and we're hoping to get those up and rolling this year. There's also a piece to that where, as a Birth to Three program, we're using books and literacy to also help parents understand the importance of sitting down with your child and interacting with a book.
Certainly an interesting concept, parents interacting with infants. And as you talk about, you know, when you become a parent, it's a challenging process, especially for first-time parents. I'm not speaking from any experience on my end, but, you know, parents out there listening, obviously, maybe need some help like that, right? And it's a important thing to be able to understand how to interact properly and interact on a level that fosters development and nurturement. Is that part of the thinking here too?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that many people think that interaction comes naturally for everyone, and you're right. It's not always that natural. And the interactions we have with our babies and toddlers and young children is so critical to long-lasting effects, not only on social relationships, but on academic kinds of skills and learning. And so we want everyone in our community to be supporting parents in that way. And to, you know, for parents to have a place to go if they're struggling or if they just need some more support from that. So through this grant, through Birth to Three, through our Sprout partnerships, we're hoping to increase opportunities in general for families and caregivers.
Has there always been a relationship with Birth to Three and the Department of Social Services, or is that kind of a new thing that is going to be fostered through this grant implementation?
Well, it's always existed. We've had to work together because of, you know, those children and families that we share. But we're hoping through this grant just to make some more connections, make that stronger. You know, I think personal connections amongst providers is really important too, that we all work as a team for families. And so I think, you know, the upside of having some grant money to do that is that it just creates more opportunities for us to network with each other.
What was the timeline you said for this this grant implementation? Obviously, a lot has changed in the last year or so. So the speed that you'd like to put this in place has probably been altered, as you referred to earlier. Is there kind of a set goal date of which you'd like to have everything in place and ready to roll with this?
Yeah, we began some training in the fall. So the grant initiated last summer, July 1, and then all of our grant activities should be completed by the end of the year, so that gives us some latitude to get everything done. But we're hoping to be able to start offering the groups by spring or summer of this year. And then, you know, what capacity that will be in, whether it be virtual or in person, will just be determined by, you know, ongoing COVID situation.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want folks to know about Birth to Three or about Sprout or about the grant program that we didn't touch on this morning, Becky?
I don't know if this is a good opportunity just to throw out the referral number for the Birth to Three program.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have a number that parents can call if they have questions or concerns about their child, if they're under the age of three. So the number is 920-929-3680. And that will come right to me. So I field all those calls and connect with families. So I think it's important that, you know, if families are having developmental concerns or social emotional type concerns, just to give us a call and we can help them get the resources they need.
And with Sprout, that info is on the CSI website too, correct?
Yes. And then, yes, if you go to csifdl.org, I think, it will come up, and our Sprout information is there.
Very good, Becky. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.